Rupert Murdoch, a man without discernible hubris or at least conventional grandiosity, had nevertheless begun to believe that his takeover of Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal, something he dreamt about for most of his career, might actually indicate that he and his company, News Corporation, had a certain destiny, a higher purpose of which the world should be made aware. He'd started to think that his triumph in the quest for Dow Jones was an opportunity to rebrand, the kind of marketing frippery he usually disdained. He was even toying with the idea of changing the name of News Corp, that oddly boring, generic-sounding throwback to the company's earliest days, his first paper in Adelaide, Australia, was The News, to something that could better indicate his and News Corp's philosophical reason for being. What that reason for being exactly was, well, that was still hard to actually put into words, but it had something to do with, well, look at these. He had mock-ups of full-page ads that, he was thinking, should run in all the Wall Street Journal's competitors, particularly the New York Times and the Financial Times, on the day he took over the paper. One of the ads had the big headline, Agent Provocateur. Another pursued the idea of pirates, the notion being that for more than 50 years the company had been, well, if not exactly outlaws, not literally, still. When after many hours of conversation with Murdoch, I despaired of ever getting an introspective word out of him, his son-in-law, Matthew Freud, the PR man from London, advised me to ask him about being a change agent. This conversational gambit prompted Murdoch's enthusiastic unfurling of these ads and eager, if far from concrete, ideas. We're change agents, he kept repeating, as though new to the notion, about the meaning of News Corp and, by extension, himself. It also prompted dubious looks from some of the executives closest to him. Murdoch's sudden search for an ennobling and guiding idea was a vexation not just because it called attention to exactly what News Corp executives often despaired of, that image of run-amuck ruthlessness that the battle for Dow Jones had stirred up all over again, but also because it was distinctly out of character. Soul-searching wasn't, to say the least, a part of the News Corp culture. So it was curious and unsettling to have the veritable soul of the company trying to figure out why he'd gotten where he'd gotten and for what good reason. Such a statement about his fundamental righteousness and even perhaps relative coolness was, significantly, being urged on him by his son James, a Harvard dropout who had started a music label and then spearheaded News Corp's new media initiatives in the 1990s, and who had become the CEO of British Sky Broadcasting, BSkyB, the News Corp-controlled company that operates the Sky satellite TV network in the United Kingdom. Not long before, Murdoch had favored his older son, Lachlan, and before that his daughter, Elizabeth, to eventually run News Corp. But now it was James. In fact, unbeknownst to the rest of News Corp, James was about to be given responsibility for the UK, Europe, and Asia by his father, who wanted to spend more of his time at the Wall Street Journal and, in addition, wanted to use the opportunity to put James in reach of the top spot in the company without having to actually turn over the top spot. James had been, much more so than his father, particularly aggravated by the terrible press heaped on his dad and on the company because of the Dow Jones bid. Alternately aggressive and defensive, James was looking for a way to fight back. In fact, it was not entirely clear that the father's sudden enthusiasm for brand development wasn't about pleasing his son, clearly the apple of his eye at the moment. He was very excited about showing off BSkyB's annual report, for which his son was responsible, in which he thought was the kind of thing they could be doing at News Corp, Every employee, he said, as though new to the novelty of an expensively produced annual report, could get one. There was enough triumphalism around News Corp to please everybody. Murdoch was, frankly, impressed with himself. Delighted, giddy. He couldn't believe how exhausted he felt once the deal was done. He'd held his anticipation and excitement all inside, and as soon as he could relax, he felt wiped out. Perhaps more than any other accomplishment, getting the Wall Street Journal was, in and of itself, the big one, and not just a next step towards something else. And there was the other stuff, legacy stuff. There were his two young children, Grace 6 and her sister Chloe 4, and how they would think of him in, well, the future. And there were his older children and the importance of defining the meaning of the company he would be leaving them. That was James's point. That was also what he was hearing from Matthew Freud, the Svengali-ish marketer who was now married to the family. Brand was legacy. The bigger the brand message, the bigger the legacy.